I'm just going to do some promo to go to break.
No problem. That's the right spot? Or
yep, I need you to move in and slide to your left.
Coming down to the 16th bowl, Catholic Boy is pulling away. He's so impressive today, the others didn't even have a prayer. Catholic Boy rolls in the run, Happy Travers.
Live from the backstretch at historic Saratoga Racecourse, this is Racing Across America with Seth Merrow. Racing Across America is brought to you by Pinnell's Restaurant, a Saratoga tradition since 1922. 284 Jefferson Street, Saratoga, just minutes from the track. The Leah Auto Group. To search their inventory, schedule a service appointment, or find a dealership near you, visit leahcars.com. Leah Cars for life. And Woodbine Racetrack. Pick, bet, and cheer on world-class horse racing north of the border.
Good morning. Opening day live from Saratoga, Racing Across America. I'm Seth Merrow. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to the list of sponsors you saw there. They're providing the bucks that bring us up here to Saratoga. So again, we appreciate their sponsorship. Make sure you patronize those businesses throughout the meet and throughout the year as well. Live from Saratoga, it's day one of the meet. We've been up here a couple of mornings with some programming, and it's been fun the last couple of days, and it continues to be a nice day. Every day I drive up Crescent Avenue that meets the track right midway on the clubhouse turn as I drive in. Lots of horses working out. There was a lot of traffic this morning. I think there's going to be a big crowd for opening day. Despite the early start, people have been asking me for months. I said, opening day is always opening day. There'll be a big crowd, and I think that'll be the game plan today. We'll keep our fingers crossed. As far as the weather, a little overcast right now. It's kind of warm and humid, but I think from the forecast I heard last night, things are going to hold off hopefully till the end of the day, and so all the turf races hopefully stay on. Again, opening day, we'll keep our fingers crossed that things work out weather-wise, but right now it's nice. It's a little warm, but it's a nice day, and it's always a nice day when we're talking day one at Saratoga. Let me hit you with some of the promos. You can always catch them when you go to the website, capitalotb.com. But just as a reminder, Beat the Handicapper online contest today. That'll be offered throughout the meet as you'll be able to face off against some of the Capital OTB handicappers. Today, you'll be matching up with Brian Addo. So keep that in mind. That's on the website today, Beat the Handicapper contest. Tomorrow, there's a fan appreciation day at the Latham branch. I know that's one of our more popular branches. If you're a patron there, stop by the Latham branch tomorrow between noon and 5. Give us our chance to say thank you to you. The first 50 folks through the door get a bet voucher giveaway item, a program. Everybody can participate in the contest, food and beverage. Latham branch tomorrow, Friday, noon to 5. Tomorrow also the return of the bounty bet, over $1,800 up for grabs. And where else would you be playing but Naira? The pick 5, the late pick 5 at Saratoga, which is now an easy bet right through Capital OTB Bet as they have opened it up. As Brian Netto said on the handicappers report earlier, sure to attract some very big pools at this meet. Jump in, play with your Capital OTB Bet account, the late pick 5 at Saratoga, and you're alive for all or part of that $1,819 bounty, the bounty bet tomorrow, Friday. There's also a $150 Saratoga late pick 5 play. Sully Crotty will have that for a team. Find out about your chance to enter. I think there's still time to get on the bankroll team. Check out the website again, capitalotb.com for that, the late pick 5 tomorrow, Friday. Saturday, there's an OTB live bankroll. Anthony Mormino back in the saddle. You saw him on the handicappers report earlier. He will have the bankroll team for Saturday. I know you have time to still sign up for that. Check out the website and put your name in. You have until tonight, Thursday night, to get on that bankroll team. So jump in and get a shot to play along with Anthony on Saturday. He'll have live cut-ins here on the network all afternoon long with his picks and plays. There's also an online harness knockout challenge Saturday. Again, more information at the website. Clubhouse Racebook. Of course, during the month, we'll have all kinds of promotions. And Saturday, it's a $100 Winabet contest down at the Racebook. And on Sunday, it's a double Sunday promotion. Naira Pick 4 and a match bet. Again, that's Sunday at the Clubhouse Racebook. 7-Eleven Central Avenue in Albany. We'll talk all of those OTB promotions and more. Capital OTB President John Signor will join us after the break. Also, a little bit later on the show, Teresa Gennaro jumps in for her first weekly calendar. She'll run us through some of the events going through opening weekend. And a little bit later on, Gary Contessa. I wanted to get Gary in because he has that first-time starter in the stakes today. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about Buxom Beast. Gary Contessa at about 10:40 this morning. Stay tuned for all of that. We'll be back. We're underway. Racing Across America. Stay tuned. All right, what do you want to hear?
Yeah, so just Naira.
You like free money? Well, Capital OTB gives its players plenty of opportunities to cash in. At Capital OTB, there are so many ways for horse players to receive bonus dollars by simply participating in promotions such as our bankrolls, bounty bets, online handicapping contests, and much, much more. Plus, with Capital OTB's player rewards program, you get actual cash back. So what are you waiting for? Log on today at CapitalOTB.com or CapitalOTBBet.com and claim your free money. No matter where in the world you are, the excitement of wagering on horse racing is just a click away. You'll get live streaming, past performances, race replays, our virtual tote board, analysis and selections from professional handicappers, a simple, safe, and secure wagering platform, and best of all, you get track prices. CapitalOTBBet.com. Bet any place, anytime at CapitalOTBBet.com. And be sure to download our new mobile app from the iTunes Store or Google Play.
Welcome back to Racing Across America. Thursday, opening day. The excitement is in the air, and we'll talk a little bit, obviously, about opening day and what's happening up here, but we also want to alert you. Traditionally, the first, I don't know, two or three days of the meet somewhere, and then we plug in the top guys from Naira. You'll talk to David O'Rourke. You'll see him on Saturday, but also from our own organization, Capital OTB. We typically, again, in the first few days, invite in John Signor, the president of Capital OTB, and he sits here on opening day with me. John, good morning.
Hey, Seth, how you doing?
Very good.
Can you believe it?
Excitement is in the air, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mentioned that I was at the Times Union seminar a couple nights ago, Tuesday night. They had a full house there down in Albany, people clearly anticipating. And the panel was Dale Romans and Eric Eo, Richard Migliori, Larry Colmus, and they all gave thoughts about why Saratoga is special to them. And, you know, as I was sitting in the audience listening, I started to think, this is kind of the only place where the 3 months, really, this year with the change schedule, but certainly the 3 or 4 weeks ahead of time, people say, you ready for Saratoga?
Yeah.
When you're talking Oaklawn, people don't say, you ready for Hot Springs? You don't just toss out the name of the city and everybody knows what you're talking
about.
Well,
you know, even when it hits like January, even when Gulfstream starts, you're like, oh my God, Saratoga's like around the corner, you know, and it's sooner than later this year, that's for sure. But what a great day. It's going to be a great meet for Capital OTB and Naira. And obviously, we want to thank Naira for their allowing us to be on the backstretch next to Clara Court. This morning, I was walking through the track, and I saw Naira president Dave O'Rourke, and chit-chatted with him for a little while. And they seem excited. They have, obviously, they have the new building, the 1863 building. I was there Tuesday for the grand opening. Walk through the building. It's really nice. It's gorgeous. So good luck to Naira with that. I think it's going to bring in a lot of dividends. But they're ready to go. And again, we wish them good luck. We have a very good relationship with Naira. Dave is very happy that Dave's the CEO president there. Good luck to Dave and the whole team over there. And we'll be chatting with them, I'm sure, through the 40-day meet.
David O'Rourke on again Saturday with Brian Addo. Yeah, it'll be fun to hear that interview because he, he kind of took the reins and has had a couple of big days already that he's done very well with. We were down Belmont Stakes weekend. They knocked it out of the park with a great card on Belmont Stakes. But this past Saturday, they broke records with the turf race and the Stars and Stripes Day this past Saturday, and now it's Dave's first Saratoga meet.
So he's just a very bright guy, you can tell. He's an unassuming guy. But he is a bright guy, and him at the controls at Naira, they're in good hands. So good luck to them for the meet, and I'm sure it's going to be a smashing
game. I'll reiterate what you said. Thanks to Naira for providing us with this great – I always tell the best horse racing. Randy Moss said that when he sat in here one time. The NBC broadcaster said, you got the best set in all of horse racing here with Clear Court and all morning the horses –
There's nothing like it.
I typically finish up the show as the meet goes along, and a lot of days I'll just sit back here and kind of do my work for the next day before I head to the front side. Boy, it's beautiful back here. I mean, you can go down there, the betting windows down there that attract. That's fun too. If people have never done that, there are betting windows down there, and it's restricted because it is the backstretch. But there's usually some people with some lawn chairs, and a totally different perspective watching from the backstretch.
Yeah, and I think if people come up here, they should, they have the new 1863 building. You should try it. I mean, at least for one day and see how you like it. And if you like it, then go there more often. But it's definitely a gorgeous building.
And the opportunity there will be the bottom floor is essentially replacing the tent
where you could go get the
daily buffet.
Second floor is a little, I think, more clubby.
Yeah.
And they have like a bar and like booths, high top booths, and other different kind of tables than on the first floor. And then I guess the third floor is for the big guns with the suites and stuff, and they're really nice. So, and the views out on the deck are second to none. So people should come up, and go in there, go in and spend a day in there and see if you like it. And it's hard not to like it, but definitely try at least do it once.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting a visit because I was doing the TU seminar when they had the open house over there the other day, so I'm looking forward to getting a look. But over the past week or so, being back here in the backstretch, looking from afar, fits in nicely with the architecture and whatnot. And as I've said to people, why'd they do the building? Sporting venues in the 21st century, you have to have that kind of addition to your facility.
Absolutely.
Some high-end areas.
And they had it, but they had it in a semi-hodgepodge way with the suites and the three suites and the Atherail Town. This encompasses everything. It's cleaner. It looks better. It definitely is a nice addition to the track, no doubt.
Speaking of nice additions, went online, I believe, yesterday or the day before, the brand new Capital OTB website. Looks good.
And we wheel it out right before opening day at Saratoga. But yeah, the new website looks great. It's a lot cleaner. The other website was just getting, we do so much. And Seth, you mentioned all the promotions we do. I can't even keep up with the stuff we're doing. So it was getting cluttered, the other website. It was a great website, had a lot of information. I think it was just getting a little cluttered. So the new site is clean. I like the media center. You click on the media center, it should bring you to our video stream so you can watch the shows. We have Handicappers Report on our PPs, Play of the Day, also right beside it. New thing we're doing this year is kind of podcasts. So we're starting up some podcasting. Tom Amello is going to be doing one a week. Anthony Mormino is going to be doing a Del Mar podcast. So he's going to be doing his picks and giving some thoughts on Del Mar races on Friday and Saturday nights. So we're trying to provide content to our bettors and to race fans. So we're going to have a lot of information on there. Come to the website, watch the shows, get your racing information. And hopefully, we always say, as Seth, come up to the track. It's gorgeous up here. We want people to visit Saratoga and visit the track and enjoy their day. But not everybody can come up here every day like you. So if you can't, then open an account with Capital OTB. We got a lot of promotions going on. Or visit one of our branches. We have 60 branches in 17 counties. But support the racing industry, support this product. It's going to be a tremendous meet, and hopefully the weather holds up. I mean, if you recall the first 3 or 4 weeks of last year, the weather was a little wet, and a lot of races came off the turf. I think we're going to, if the weather holds up this year, everybody should get out of the gate strong. Naira's going to, after the first 4 weeks, if the weather's strong, Naira, I would assume, is going to have gangbuster numbers. And our numbers should be strong too. So hoping the weather holds off, But it's going to be a fun meet, no doubt.
I was handicapped in front of the board meeting last night. I thank the board and want to thank you as well, because we're up here at Saratoga for 40 days. And thank you on behalf of the viewers, because I think everybody, I know as I walk around town, as I say, for the last 3 months, people talk and they appreciate the morning programming up here. And more, and we talked a little bit about it last night, more and more over the past couple of years, we've made other track visits that I think people really appreciate. Woodbine, and people get a chance to meet Roger Atfield and Catherine Day Phillips, names they see in the forum that they don't know, and we get a chance to Gulfstream. And this year we were out at Vernon and Finger Lakes.
It's a reason, and Saratoga Harness, it's a reason to follow us year-round, you know, and follow our programming around. We did visit a lot of tracks, Gulfstream track during the Florida Derby. We're at Woodbine for Queens Plate. We're going to be back up there for the Woodbine Mile. Visit a lot of New York tracks. So we're promoting the product. We're promoting New York racing. We're at the Belmont Stakes as well. So it's been, and I think we're at the Wood Memorial too for Aqueduct. Yep. So you know the TV station's going on the road, but we want to bring the best product and the best information to our bettors and to our viewers . And hopefully they'll follow us not only during Saratoga but year round, because we're doing a lot of stuff, and we're doing it to provide information to our bettors. So and just the shows themselves, Seth. I saw, you know, NYRA put a press release out. They're going to do 200 hours of programming, which is great. Promoting the product, promoting racing is fantastic. We're going to do we do 3 hours a day, 40 days. There's 120 hours, and that doesn't include the live bankrolls, which is another 56 hours. So, you know, we're pretty close to 200 hours ourselves. But again, we appreciate NYRA's support, allowing us here to do the shows. We mean it wholeheartedly. Come to the track, enjoy the track. It's beautiful up here. But I'm very happy with what we provide to the viewers. It's one of, you know, it's kind of our, the things we do that no other entity in the state does. I don't know in the country. We promote the track. We have, you know, we're showing morning workouts kind of from 7:30 to 8:30. We got the handicappers report from 9 to 10. And then we do the interview shows, you know, Racing Across America, yourself, Brian Saturdays at the spa, and then Sundays the coup d'etat with the Seth and Steve Bick show to round out the week. And then we start all over again on Wednesday. But provide a lot of great information, a lot of great interviews, and we couldn't be happier with what you guys are doing. Tom Amello, Anthony, you know, brought Anthony back, and everybody, Teresa Gennaro is going to help out. We got Brian and Mick up here. We got Danny and Dino back at the shop. So, you know, these things don't happen without the help of everybody. So just happy with what we can provide to the racing fans. And hopefully they'll watch and enjoy the meet and enjoy the programming that we have to provide.
Yeah, team effort, certainly important to mention that. You already said it, I will reiterate, we'd love to have people come up here to the track, but obviously we want people to visit our facilities as well. But it's a real synergy. If NYRA has a great Saratoga meet, that's good for everybody.
Absolutely.
Because people, you said it, I'm lucky enough that work gets me here every day, but most people have another job or family or whatever, you can't come every day. That means you come and you enjoy when you can, and the days you can't get up here, you go to the race book or your local parlor or fire up the app or on your computer.
And there's a lot of people who can't make it to the track and don't live in New York, and they can follow us online and watch the, you know, and we can bring the track to them. You know, we can bring them more. We can bring the interviews. We can be bring the racing industry leaders to them on a daily basis. So we're promoting the track, we're promoting racing, and it's a great thing, and we're happy to do it.
And if you don't have an account, or a reminder, CapitalOTVBet.com, a lot of perks that are available.
Yeah, and you can watch it free stream on our website. You can also, if you open an account, you can also watch, we have streaming on the account as well. We have various ways you can watch. We have an app on the Google Play and iTunes. You can download the app, you can watch the shows, you can get the racing information. We just got multiple ways to get the information you need.
Yeah, it's definitely something to look into for the Saratoga meet. If you're out on the golf course, pull up the app. Sitting by the pool, pull up the app. And
I'll be on the beach Saturday, and I'll be watching and betting. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm envious. I took my beach time a couple of weeks ago, though. I had to get it in before the meet started. fundraiser coming up. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're doing a fundraiser on July 22nd for an organization called Act Naturally. We're gonna have local politicians. We're gonna have racing industry types there. Dale Romans is gonna be. We're doing a celebrity bartender at the Clubhouse Racebook on July 22nd. Celebrity bartender is gonna be Dale Romans. Roddy Valeni's going to be there. And then we have a couple local pals. We got County Executive Dan McCoy, who's a good friend of Capital OTB. Former Mayor Jennings, who's a good friend of Capital OTB. So really support. They do Thoroughbred Retirement Program. It's a great program. The individual who runs it is fantastic. So
is that Val Buck?
What's that?
Is that Val Buck?
Yes.
Actually, yeah.
Yes,
there you go.
That's right. So come by, support it. We're gonna have a lot of prizes. You know, probably some tickets for the racetrack, some clubhouse seats, things like that. We'll be auctioning off. But it's a great charity. They do great things. Anytime you can support Thoroughbred Retirement Fund in any way, we like to do that. So just mark that on your calendar, save the date, and hopefully we'll get a big crowd there and we'll raise some money for a good cause.
Sounds good. All right, anything else we should touch on before we head out?
No, let's win some money. Appreciate all the efforts of everybody up here, all the staff, and all the handicappers. It's a long meet. We do get 2 days off now, so it's not a 6-day week anymore. So 5 days a week, it'll be a little more calm, notwithstanding that, it's going to be a long meet, a fun meet, and we're looking forward to it. And look, this is when we make most of the money for our counties. Couldn't thank our board of directors more for their support. We can do everything we do because they support the administration and the direction that we've appointed this corporation. And they love racing, and we're going to generate a lot of money for the counties. This is the time we generate money for the counties. That's our, we support the racing industry, and we generate money for local governments to help their taxes to help keep taxes down. So that's what we're this 40-day meet is when we're going to generate a lot of revenue for the counties. So we're looking forward to it. Open an account. We got a lot of promos going. Look on the website. Check out the new website. If you see something you want on there that's not on there, let us know. Plenty of ways to get a hold of us. Follow our Twitter page. We're going to have a lot of good information on there. And Instagram and Facebook and the whole nine yards. So looking forward to a great meet. Appreciate it, Seth. And good luck to everybody out there.
Yeah, hopefully generate a lot of revenue for the players out there.
Players too. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the players getting a little something back.
We'll hopefully be giving out the information that plays into that. So stay tuned to the network. And as you said, visit the website and the Twitter account as well. John, appreciate the visit.
Absolutely. Thanks, Seth. Good luck. All right.
John Signor, president of Capital OTB. We'll take a break. When we come back, Teresa Gennaro will make her first visit. The weekly calendar. We'll look at the opening weekend events, give you some of the highlights and some things to point to over the next few days. A little bit later on, Gary Contessa. Stay tuned.
Looking for a fantastic meal? Stop by Malcolm's, a unique farm-to-table restaurant experience. Located at 617 Union Street in Schenectady, Malcolm's offers locally grown fresh foods, mouth-watering flavors, an enhanced drink menu, and terrific service. Malcolm's is a sure bet during Saratoga season. Make your reservation today.
In a recent study of some of the top online wagering sites, Capital OTB won big in total player rewards, far surpassing some of the best-known wagering sites in America. While other rewards programs simply offer you points redeemable for gift cards, Capital OTB's rebates are paid to you in actual cash. Plus, Capital OTB gives you full and immediate access to your money. So if all you're getting now are points and gift cards, join Capital OTB Player Rewards today and get cash back. Visit CapitalOTBBet.com and sign up today.
Come on.
I want sales reports on my desk by Monday.
Whoops. My bad.
Love racing? RTN brings you every live simulcast on your home television, plus live video streaming and race replays on your PC and mobile devices. To order, visit RTN.tv. RTN, a breed apart.
Welcome back to Racing Across America. As noted before the break, happy to be joined now by our friend Teresa Gennaro, who helps us. I guess you would be guest coordinator if we were handing out titles.
I like that.
Because you help us with our guests each and every year. We appreciate your help, but also, I don't know, past couple of seasons, I think you've been in doing the weekly calendar, which is always a good idea. There is so much going on. I mean, it's incredible the stuff that goes on, the charity events and parties and events and whatnot. And so just to point people in the right direction weekly. And usually we'll have you in, given the weekly schedule this year, usually we'll have you Wednesdays. But yep. There was no Wednesday this year, so we'll have you Thursday.
So we're here on Thursday.
There's no Wednesday this week.
Right.
So we'll have you on today to kind of go through opening weekend, because, again, plenty of events. But let's start out.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Happy to see you. Happy to. It sounded like you just got up here.
I had a catastrophe on the way up yesterday, like literally feline. Yeah. But I left New York at rush hour yesterday afternoon, which is about 3 hours later than I intended. Got up here, dropped a couple of cats off at another. Made my 8 o'clock dinner reservation at 7:59. Haven't unpacked yet. Happy opening day.
Exactly.
But it was cool putting this together. And looking at opening weekend, it was a very fun way to kind of get psyched about the meet and be really excited about what's going on. And as you said, it's just like a huge variety of things for people to do here.
Yeah, and we'll plug in some guests that'll refer to these events as we go along. And certainly over the course of the next 40 days here on the network, you'll be alerted to a lot of these events. But one of the great ways is to tune into the weekly calendar. And let's kick off. You know, it's opening day. There's a bunch of things. I have a schedule in front of me, a bunch of things that are key to opening day. We referred to the 1863 Club already. This will be the first day of that. But one thing I wanted to touch on as I went through the schedule that I don't think we mention enough, because it's not necessarily a weekly or a one-time event. It goes through the whole meet. And so we don't necessarily, and I think we take for granted that people are aware. But here on day one, I think it's worth mentioning the breakfast, because if folks haven't done that, that's something to maybe put on the schedule.
It's really great, yeah. And every racing day, which this year is Wednesdays through Mondays, the track opens at 7 o'clock to the public. It's free to come in at that point. And there's a breakfast buffet you can see on the slide there. Really right, practically right on the apron, though it is shaded. And there's the breakfast buffet, I think it's $18.50, all you can eat, which is a pretty good deal.
Nine and a quarter for kids under 12.
Yes. And you can come in and you can sit there and watch horses work out and eat a pretty nice breakfast. If you don't feel like doing the buffet, you can also just come in and watch workouts, you know, bring a cup of coffee from Five Points or somewhere else. But the breakfast buffet is fun, a pretty good deal, and as you can see, you have great seats to watch morning workouts.
And that's kind of the key, and I think people have fun doing that too. If you go out and, as you say, you bring in a bag of donuts and a cup of orange juice, you can go sit in a prime box seat.
Exactly. Exactly. The only time that most of us get to sit in box seats.
And we should also mention, because I saw a couple of them go by this morning, they have a tram tour if you want to. And that's why I say, come out and it's a different atmosphere here in the morning. You can watch the workouts, but then come see the backstretch. And I have to admit, I don't know whether I've actually ever gone and done the breakfast, but one of the things is I'm lucky enough that I'm here on the backstretch anyway, so I'm seeing all the events that the breakfast people get. But normally, the average racing fan, to get that exposure, you got to come and enjoy the breakfast.
Yeah, and the tram tour is great, and it's free. And I don't think you can make reservations. I think you just go line up. They bring you around to the backstretch on a tram, but then you get off, and you get a tour through a lot of the barns. You get to meet some of the outrider ponies. Kids can often pet the ponies. It's great. I did it it's a while ago now, but it's a great way to spend part of your morning.
And again, that is 7 to 9:30 yep. every racing morning, except Travers.
Except Travers.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Why don't you also mention, I will talk about this a little bit because it's one of my favorite events up here. And it looks like, I'm looking at this week's schedule, it looks like they're going to kick off today. The Low Roller Challenge, because of the new schedule, has moved. It used to be Sunday and Monday. Now it's going to be Sunday and Thursday. And from my schedule, they will kick it off today. You can register by the 4-Star Dave Sports Bar. I highly recommend it. The guys over there who take the entries say that my recommendations juiced up a couple of mornings, because I'm a huge fan. I the contest side of the game is a lot of fun. You have to think about your handicapping a little bit differently, look for some value. But this you can get in and have some fun with for a reasonable amount of money, $40. $10 goes into the prize pool, and then you get a card with $30. And during the day, you have to make five $2 win place and show bets. I won the Belmont Stakes weekend low roller, although there was only a small field down there. Up here, it's a pretty big field, which means a big prize pool.
And you've won it up here, too.
Don't be modest. Yeah, a couple of years ago I did win it up here, and I'm determined to do it again, hopefully this year. I'll jump in today because also they will be giving away a qualifier to the Saratoga Challenge that comes up on Friday, August 9th. That's a nice prize because that contest, I think it's $1,000 standard typically. So that's a really nice prize to have added to the Low Roller Challenge. And as I say, it's a lot of fun. Four-star Dave Sports Bar, you sign up there, give them your 40. They give you a card with the $30 on it, and you just pick your spots during the day and look for some winners. And I guarantee you'll have fun. Everybody who has come up to me, and over the past few years I've talked about it so much, I get a lot of people who say, hey, you mentioned that I tried it. Everybody has had a great time doing it. Coming up, and again, that's today. Let's move on to Friday. Mariano Rivera Day. Are you live down in New York. You a ball fan? Baseball fan?
I used to be a Mets fan. I'm not a Yankee fan.
You can lament with Mariano.
One of my nephews played ball, I think, with one of Rivera's kids. And my brother and
so
my nephews.
So he would be at the games?
Well, he pitched with them. Like, I have video of my brother and Mariano, having a catch. And my nephews. And yes, it was really so. By all accounts, he's a great guy. He's been here before. So he must have a connection to Saratoga or the track. And obviously, this is a big year for him because he'll be here tomorrow. And then next week, he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame, the only player ever to be voted in unanimously. So he'll be speaking from the winner's circle. There'll be a video tribute. So
yeah, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And again, I'm just looking. Opening weekend. Special ceremony following the third race at approximately 2 p.m. So you can look for that, Mariano Rivera, tomorrow here at the track. Saturday, a local star. This would be kind of fun. It was fun. You were down in New York, so you probably weren't as keyed into it as we were up here.
No.
But during the year with American Idol, Madison Vandenberg, who's a local from Cahoes, made it, I think, to the final round. And people are really juiced up. And she'll be on track doing some performing at the Don Julio stage. I didn't even know where that was. It says adjacent to guest services.
You do know where it is. You just don't know that that's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
But it's the little bandstand in the right behind the grandstand. It's a little wooden thing, and they play music
there
all
the time. Oh, down
at the
bottom of the escalator?
Yeah.
I did not know that was the Don Julio.
Yes.
She's right in the middle of things.
Yes,
there.
She is.
Okay.
And she's, you know, she'll be a senior at Shaker High this year. As you said, she's from Cahoes, and local girl making really good. So it'll be fun to see her here on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Swing by and check her out. That'll be a lot of fun. Also want to mention the Saratoga County EOC Food Drive. This is, I mean, it's a great cause, obviously. Mm-hmm. Bring some non-perishable food items. But Saturday, if you do that, go to the community outreach booth. And if you bring at least three non-perishable mm-hmm. items, you get a giveaway item from previous years.
Yeah, you get a hat, I think, as supplies last. And the other thing is that they are also asking for donations of essential goods. And one of the things that organizations like the EOC can use, but they don't get a lot of, are personal care items. So for women, sanitary napkins, tampons. For men, razors, often socks, things like that.
Socks are always a big thing.
So if you don't want to bring food, you can bring essential goods. You could certainly go to the EOC website. I'm sure they have a list of what they would need.
And again, the community outreach booth, is that behind, is that like the Jockey Silks area?
It's right next
area?
To the Jockey Silks area,
right,
just off the horse path.
So again, that's Saturday. Bring three food items or essential items, and you can get a giveaway item on Saturday. Let's move on to Sunday. Sunday, it's always a lot of fun, always a lot of laughs. The Saratoga Hat Contest on Sunday, which has Creative Kids, Fashionably Saratoga, and Uniquely Saratoga. That happens on Sunday.
Yep. A long-standing Saratoga tradition. There are prizes, and some of these hats are unbelievable. I mean, the ones that you're seeing now are great. They're also a little modest. I mean, some of them, the hats are kind of bigger than
the
person
the
wearing them.
And I wasn't sure whether to go for the kids or the crazy.
Yeah, because you definitely get the crazy. And it takes place right on the apron in front of the clubhouse, so it's really fun to see them.
And when I say crazy, I don't mean literally crazy. I mean
outlandish.
Yes, that is a much better word. Yep. There are hats with an actual racetrack on top and horses going around.
But the kids are cute.
Yeah, and as I say, there are the three categories, but it's a lot of fun. Certainly, if you don't wear a hat and enter, go down and just take a look at the hats as they're on display and judged during the afternoon. Also should mention that Saratoga giveaway item number one comes up on Sunday, free with paid admission while supplies last, the picnic cooler.
Yep.
Looks kind of cool.
Yeah. And who couldn't use it? Cooler during Saratoga.
Who doesn't want to go on a picnic at Saratoga on Monday or Tuesday?
Look at that. Yeah. Pretty nice.
Of course, mine is not going to have bananas or oranges in it. If those are cookies, if those are cookies in the background, I'm more likely in that category. Let's hit on a couple others that are kind of on those off days. Hay, Oats, and Water comes up early this year.
Yeah, we've had this is, I think, the seventh year. Formerly, it's been a fundraiser exclusively for the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation. This year, it'll be held at the museum, the Racing Museum right across the street here on Union Avenue. It will benefit a number of organizations, the museum, the TRF, Rerun, which is also a Thoroughbred Retirement Facility, New Vocations, and Equine Advocates, which are both Thoroughbred Aftercare. You can get tickets online. I'll have all this information up on my website shortly after the show, so you can go on there and click. Tickets are $100, I think, for all the spaghetti you can eat made by the amazing cooks at Mamma Mia's. Or you can, for $150, you also get a one-year membership to the Racing Museum.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Also, our friends at Old Friends.
Yes.
Old Friends at Cabin Creek. They have a fundraiser coming up as well.
10th year of Old Friends at Cabin Creek.
Wow.
It's kind of hard to believe that they've been there that long, and they're such an institution here. So many favorites. Commentators up there, Be Bullish, Will's Way, who
Zippy
won the Travers.
Zippy
Chippy, the Lovable Loser. And there are tours available there throughout the summer and events, but they do things sort of special every Tuesday when it's a dark day. This year, they'll have a food truck from the Adelphi Hotel downtown, and they'll be selling burgers and sushi and smoothies. They'll also have live music. You can go up there, get a bite to eat, look at the farm, which is gorgeous, and, of course, meet the horses. And so this week, it's just welcome day.
Very good. And finally, you already mentioned across the street there will be an event at the museum, but they're doing a number of things this week. And through the, we had Brian Bouye on last Sunday talking a little bit about their events. The Women in Racing exhibition opens up. I think people will be interested in that.
Yep, I think that opens up this weekend.
Yeah.
Also, every Thursday from 10 to noon, they do really cool programs for kids. The program for the kids is free with an adult paid admission. And this week it's design your own jockey silk. So you learn about jockey silks, they can try them on, and then they can design their own. They're also going to do every Saturday, sorry, just scrolling down here to find it, kind of a social, an open house that they're doing. Tom Amello, who you talked about with John a few minutes ago.
I had Tom in yesterday. He mentioned he's going to be over there doing some things.
So he'll do weekly handicapping seminars. There'll be vendors. There'll be food options. And again, the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation, which is based here in Saratoga, they'll be in the community outreach booth today, and they'll also be at the museum on Saturday.
We're going over on the front side. In fact, right after I get off the air, they were part of our charity bet last year, and we're doing that again this year. We will every day one of our handicappers will have a little bankroll to play on behalf of. I think we have five different charities, and we made a nice little sum last year for TRF. So we're giving the big check, the novelty check out. If folks want to check that out, I think around noontime out by the jockey silks today, we're going to hand that over to the folks at the TRF. So that should be fun. I would say I'd love to see somebody walk into the bank with that. Hey, you have to endorse the back, please.
Maybe that could be you.
I would. That's right up my alley. Walk in with. Maybe I'll
crack himself up.
Maybe I'll offer. All right, very good. So we've given you some ideas for opening weekend and beyond, as it were, Monday and Tuesday. And as I say, Teresa will be in here every Wednesday with the weekly calendar, giving you more events as the season progresses. And as you say, you'll have a calendar on your website as well. Brooklyn Backstretch.
BrooklynBackstretch.com.
All right, thanks for the visit.
Great to be here.
We'll take a break when we come back. So I'm in the green room. Gary Contessa has the first-time starter in the stake this afternoon and more. We'll talk about all of that right after this.
Where's the best place to find your favorite teams, your favorite food, daily drink specials, and wagering on live horse racing? Legends Field Sports Bar, 711 Central Avenue, Albany. Get your game on day or night with 75 flat-screen TVs, tournament-style pool tables, a private banquet room, and live horse racing. So if someone asks you where's the best sports bar in the capital region, tell them Legends Field Sports Bar, inside the Clubhouse Racebook, 711 Central Avenue, Albany.
Whitestone is it outside? They're coming down to the finish. Can Smarty Jones hold on? Here comes Birdstone. Birdstone surges past. Birdstone wins the Belmont Stakes.
What if there was a way to become a better horse player? To have a better knowledge of the game? To be more successful? What if there were a way to take what you've learned, what you know, and make better decisions, better choices? In horse racing, knowledge is a powerful tool. Race results and replays, past performances and live streaming, wagering from all your digital devices. Capital OTB. Become a better horse player.
Welcome back to Racing Across America, live from the Saratoga Backstretch. It's day one, and Gary Contessa sat down and said, usually I'm in at the end of the meet. Today, we're kicking things off, our first trainer of the meet. But I said to Gary, you got the nice, the fun runner in the stake, first-time starter, so I wanted to talk a little bit about that and more. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about first day at Saratoga and being here. I'm going to ask pretty much everybody, certainly over the next 2 or 3 weeks, what are your thoughts on the extended meet, the 2 days off a week, from a backstretch perspective?
From a backstretch perspective, it's definitely an improvement. Because when you race 6 days a week, it's go, 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 and that one day you never catch up. I mean, we have homes. We got to go home and garden. Yeah. We got to cut the lawn. We got to do stuff with the kids. So I think it's a much more relaxed situation for people on the backstretch. And the numbers will tell if it works for Naira. And I'm sure we'll hear about it at the end of the meet. You know, and I'm sure we'll at least try it for at least 2 years and then make a decision as to whether or not it worked.
That's right. So people have been asking me for 3 months, what do you think? To me, it's a kind of wait and see. I could go either way on it. I'm tilting towards I think it's going to be a positive, as you're indicating.
Yeah.
2 days off, I think, is going to be beneficial to people. But as you say, at the end of the meet, we will know. Let's also talk a little nuts and bolts on the training side of things and the just the horse side of things. How do you prep? How do you get here to day one Saratoga? Belmont ended last Sunday. How do you transition your operation from Belmont up to Saratoga for day one of the meet?
Well, for me, it's easy. I bring horses in here around May 15th. So as I'm basically envisioning a horse running their last race, now I'm sending it up, usually on the Naira shuttle, bringing back something else to run. And so by opening day, my horses that are ready to run have probably been here for 2 or 3 weeks training, and they're acclimated and happy, and it's an easy transition for them.
Is that important to get up here and get a couple, 3 weeks up here before they race?
To me, it is.
Yeah.
To me, it is. The evenings are a little cooler. The water's different. We get them some grass. I think you probably present a happier horse if it's been here for 2 or 3 weeks. I know the people that are here for 2 or 3 weeks are certainly happier.
Yeah, very good. All right, let's get into it. In today's stakes race, you have a first-time starter in the Schuylerville, Buxom Beast. And I think we have the not only the page from Ocala earlier this year that shows she is a sibling to the talented Gourmet Dinner and some other black type right underneath. But By the Big Beast, who's brand new, I'm going to be excited to see what he does. If folks don't remember him as a racehorse, he was a bishop up here, and I think he's going to be interesting. And here we have the workout for Buxom Beast down at Ocala. Give us your thoughts on this horse and why career debut in a stakes race.
Well, interestingly, that's not her.
Okay, because she's 486.
Yeah. So, but either way, she's very workmanlike. She had a very impressive work. She worked 21 and change. And you have to go back to the March sale. I'm with Lee Pekoik. He's looking to buy one nice two-year-old filly. I said, you know, Lee, I love this big beast filly. He's like, big beast? Who the heck is that? I don't want no big beast. I'm like, Lee, come look at her. It's the March sale. Bring her over to look at her. He says, all right, if you like her that much, we'll buy her. We go in the ring. She brings $850,000. West Point Thoroughbreds buys her. He's like, oh, man, I guess you were right about that one. Fast forward to the April sale. I said, Lee, you're not going to believe this, but I really like a big beast in here. He says, okay, go buy her. So it was a no-brainer.
And talk a little bit about, as I say, you know, first-time starter to start in a stakes race. What was the thought process there?
Well, every race in Saratoga is a stake race when it comes to two-year-olds. I mean, 5 years ago, I had 85 and a 50. Graded stakes winner. First time out in a maiden race at Saratoga. I think he can't lose. And Dublin wins the race, and he wins the Eclipse Award that year. So what do you got to lose? She's a very intelligent filly. She's got a great mind. She's trained, has done everything we ask her to do. We step on the gas, she goes. We take a hold of her, she sits. She's the right type to try a stake first time out. So why not?
And I read some quotes from you leading into the race, and you made a great point. And just looking at the field, I mean, essentially at this time of year, this is a non-winners of one other than anyway.
Right. These are not seasoned horses. Yeah. And she has an edge in her mental state. She's a very, very intelligent filly.
Two-year-old in training, sale purchase, as you say. And again, the horse we looked at was not her. That was 488. She was 486, if folks want to look it up. But talk a little bit about the workouts at these two-year-old sales and kind of what you're looking for.
Well, I watch the horse's eye. I like to see a horse that's very determined. We actually do a lot of things. We measure their stride. There's actually a stride analysis, and there's an average for the sale, and her stride was over 12 inches above average, so she passed the stride. We measure their heart. There's a heart gauge that I think the ultimate heart is Secretariat. We measure their heart. She dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. She passed all the tests for us. And, you know, and so she's a neat filly. I'm glad to have her.
You know, you talked about looking in her eyes, and from over the years having folks sit in here and talk about the two-year-old sales and the yearling sales as well. It seems like, you know, two-year-old sales, you get to watch the workout, but it seems like a lot of folks also like to see the horse in the stalls. You have to at the yearling sales, but they're looking for an attitude as well. I like the horse that comes to the front of the stall and looking around and just is engaged. Is attitude part of it?
Absolutely. And her ears are always up. She's always cognizant of what's going on. And interestingly, if you come and you watch her train, if she's galloping along and there's a horse 20 feet in front of her, all of a sudden she grabs the bit until she gets that horse and then she relaxes again. So she's got the right mental state for a two-year-old.
So you have a level of confidence this afternoon?
You know, it's a stake race.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sleep well if she loses. And I'm going to sleep really well if she wins. I do have a level of confidence, but it is a stake. So, you know, she could always go back to a maiden race and take a shot.
Yeah, I think it's fun. And as I say, I'm going to be interested to see what the big beast does as a sire. It looks like early on, it looks good, certainly. So we'll be taking a look at her buxom beast in the feature today, the Schuylerville, the eighth race. Let's hit on a couple other horses you have over the next few days. War Canoe goes in the seventh race. Optional claimer in for the tag, coming out of a second place finish last time. I pulled that up June 14th. War Canoe's the number four. Lemon Zip wins the number seven, but War Canoe a mere head behind. I have to think that horse is set up well this afternoon.
Absolutely. She's coming into this race well. She's 6 years old. She's coming into the twilight of her career. She's going to be a broodmare one day. And this owner doesn't breed. And this is probably an opportunity for him to win a race with her. And maybe somebody will take her that'll go on and breed her. But he's not interested in breeding her. And she's been very good to us. So she's gonna race today in a spot where she can win and certainly where she can be claimed.
Very good. And
I would miss her if she got claimed. Yeah, well, I do like her a lot. I've had her for a long time. But you know what? There's an end always. And, you know, if you're going to breed a filly, 6-year-old going into seven is about as late as you want to wait.
And I was going to ask you about that. That's a good lead-in because I was going to hit on some of these others and mention that you have some other claiming horses in. I'm going to hit on a couple other horses in a moment.
Okay.
But you have some other horses in that are claimers. And I was going to say, and Workin' was in for the price, but that one's just coming off such a good effort. I wanted some comments. But normally I get trainers in here, and I don't ask much about claimers because there's strategy in there and whatnot, and I'd love to get the perspective because you play the claiming game a lot.
I do.
What, and I'm not talking specifically about anybody you have in over the next few days, I'm just talking generally as a guy who plays the claiming game. What is the thought process? What is the risk of losing the horse versus we have some talent here, but you want to be at a winning level? And does that play into owners and their level of tolerance, risk tolerance?
There's a psychology to claiming. You know, I was Frank Martin's assistant for many years, so I learned that psychology well. Frank used to say to me, you know, every third or fourth horse, you got to lose one that you don't want to lose. Because it'll keep people coming back.
Oh.
It's the only way to get rid of the ones you do want to lose. So there's a strategy to claiming. But, you know, you try and... This is Saratoga. Everybody, you look at all the claiming guys, they're all going to place their horses to win. Everybody wants to win. The owners want to win. So, you know, there are some owners that are going to say, no, don't drop my horse. I mean, but we do have that open dialogue with the owners. But for the most part... Most owners come to Saratoga realizing that if they want to be successful, they're going to have to drop a little bit. And you'll see that time and time and time again in these claiming races.
And that's what I say from a handicapping perspective. There are drops up here at Saratoga that normally you would, as a handicapper, you'd scratch your chin, but up here somebody wants to win.
It makes sense up here. It really does. So you really got to study that psychological profile of the guy you're claiming off of and say, well, does he want to get rid of this horse or doesn't he? And you hope you get it right.
It's a puzzle.
It is.
It's not only for the handicappers, obviously, but for the guys who are playing the game as
Absolutely.
Well. And you talked about Frank Martin. I had that on my list as well. So, again, a nice lead-in. Talk a little bit about Frank Martin. For folks my age, the venerable Frank Martin on the New York circuit, I certainly remember him. I have some memories of your time with Frank Martin.
Well, my time with Frank Martin was, it was kind of like racing at Saratoga 7 days a week. It's go, 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 go. You know, Frank Martin was an amazing guy, had a great heart, benevolent guy, but if you were his assistant trainer, you better not make the same mistake twice. So I learned that very early on. Do not make the same mistake twice, and whatever information you give him, you better be right. So I fit right in. I like to work. I spent all day working for Frank, and it was quite a learning experience. When I went to work for Frank, I actually thought I was ready to be a trainer. And by the time 5 years later, when I finally went on my own, I realized it was almost like a college education that I got from Frank. He's an amazing, amazing horseman. He could look at a horse that's 100 yards away and say, that horse's left shoulder's bothering him, and he'd be right. I mean, he was an incredible horseman, and he wasn't afraid to pass that on to me.
Yeah, again, for folks my age, certainly remember the name Frank Martin, and Carlos keeps the Martin tradition going on the
good guy, Carlos. I like him a lot, and he was a little pipsqueak when I was Frank's assistant, and he was the coolest little guy because he's always been a wealth of knowledge about the game. If you talk to Carlos, he's the smartest little kid you ever want to meet, and now he's a really smart adult and a good trainer.
Yeah, it's again, the Martin family legacy continues. All right, let's hit on a couple of those other horses I mentioned coming up on Saturday. You have a couple in the seventh, an allowance non-winners and one other than New York Hero, but I wanted to take a look at Red Zinger. This is a maiden special weight from May 12th. Red Zinger is going to be the number 16 horse. Went it pretty nicely. Takes the lead late and wins by a chart margin of a length and a quarter. Subsequently tried this non-winners and one condition and wound up fading a little bit after having shown some early speed. But again, this maiden breaker was a pretty good-looking effort, and I'm looking underneath. It's been up here at Saratoga firing some bullets. So talk a little Red Zinger, and then you can toss in a little New York Hero as well.
Both of these horses love the mud, and both of these horses are in a turf race today as main track onlys. So you see those dark clouds that are rolling in over there? I'm really rooting for them to come and hammer us. Both horses will run today if we get knocked off the turf. Red Zinger is training fantastic. We'll love the slop. New York Hero is training fantastic. We'll love the slop. New York Hero is a front runner. Red Zinger comes from a little bit behind. So I think they augment each other well. If we get knocked off today, they could both win. If we run them both on Saturday, either one could win, but Red Zinger is really training good. He's really done well coming into this race.
Yeah, as I say, that maiden breaker was pretty good looking a couple of starts back. Also, went back, I was looking through some of the recent runners you've had. I went back to Independence Day just a week or so ago, July 4th. Nice little maiden special event down at Belmont. First time starter, another miracle. The number four, Green Light Go, is going to be the winner, but running second is number six, another miracle. As I say, this was the debut effort. Pretty good looking second in the career debut. You and I were talking before we went on the air, and you said, boy, there was another spot that really would have worked out, but you ran into maybe a little bit of a monster here. But can we look for another miracle up here at Saratoga?
Yeah, he's training here. He's training really well. And we really loved him last time. And a little known fact, on the sheet numbers that we use, this race wound up being the fastest two-year-old race thus far of the Belmont meet. So we really did hook a bear of Jimmy Jerkins. And this is a good colt.
Yeah.
This colt can run. He was sitting. He broke slow. He stets him sitting on the outside
again,
now.
Six.
And Jimmy Jerkins' horses broke on top. And what I like about him is he never stops running. He's beat. A lot of horses, when they're beat, they stop running. He continues to try all the way to the wire, and he still holds off the third horse by three or four lengths. He never stops running, but the horse in front is a really good horse.
Yeah.
So I like the way he ran. I think you could look for him to win up here. He's also out of a very strong turf family. So I'm going to work him on the turf next week, and if I'm really impressed, I could end up in one of those 5.5 turf races as well.
Oh, nice. Another miracle, the horse's name. So keep your eyes open for that one coming up. Gary, before I let you go, again, a couple of kind of overarching general questions. I think it's fair to say you're a New York-based guy all year long.
All year long.
Talk a little bit about that. New York from January to December.
Yeah, January to December in New York is a good thing. I mean, in the winter, we get a little smaller fields. It's a little easier pickings. We make some money. My home is up here. I live in Hoosick Falls. And that drive in the winter from Hoosick Falls to Belmont Park really stinks. I'm going to tell you right now. But I train here year-round. My home base is at Belmont. And I'm a New York guy. I'm born and raised here. And this is where I want to race my horses. And I love it. I like the winter. The cold doesn't bother me. And I love Saratoga.
How long have you been upstate?
I've been living upstate since 2004. And we love it up here. It's great. And Saratoga, the fan base, is out of this world.
Yeah.
I love the fans up
here.
Smart, and they can't get enough of this place, and I just love the people up here. This is the best place in the world to train a racehorse and to race.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Also want to touch on a subject that's clearly been in the news over the past few months, and that's horses and horse aftercare and whatnot. And I pulled up your Twitter feed, and you sent out a really nice tweet fairly recently that kind of addressed jockeys, where you said, you know what, if you're behind the gate and you're warming up a horse, if it's one of my horses and you're not happy with the warm-up, scratch. I'm not going to be mad. And that's kind of, as they walk into the gate, the vets and the jockeys, that's the last line of defense. And as you say, as handicappers and bettors, we see that happen sometimes. A horse gets scratched at the gate, and you think, what must the owner or the trainer feel, having put the time and effort into getting there? But that is kind of the last spot where decisions can be made, and probably much, much better just to get back to the barn and assess things.
And I think a lot of jockeys are a little timid about scratching horses. Oh, is this trainer going to fire me? This guy's going to kill me. I want the world to know, you scratch my horse, you'll be on him the next time if you want to be. We'll fix the problem. I prefer to live to fight another day, and I believe most of my peers feel that way too. I mean, this is a new age, and we are really looking to protect the athletes in this game, equine and human. If you hurt a horse, you got a jockey on his back that's going to get hurt. I don't want anybody getting hurt. I want a safe trip, and if you got to scratch one of my horses, let me get him back to the barn and figure out why he didn't feel good to you, and that's the way I want it.
Yeah, as you say, I think that's the way most people feel. We're getting to an age where I think jockeys have to get that into their head, too, that they don't have to be timid. They can make that decision. It's better to get back and assess things and come out and fire another
day. I felt the need to say it. I felt the need to say it publicly, because I don't want there to be any doubt how I feel.
Yeah, it's as I say, over the past few months, it's become a little bit of an issue, and I know aftercare is important. Aftercare is important. The New York training community, I think, has done a great job making aftercare more of an important issue over the past, 5-10 years?
Yeah, I was president of the Accela Fund for 10 years, and I've been on the board of directors for another 10. I mean, it's all about aftercare. I don't want a horse to go anywhere to other than to somebody who loves them when it's all over. And they're a retired athlete. They should be with somebody who loves them for the rest of their life.
One more topic before we let you go that I want you to touch on, and that's David Cassidy. Unfortunately, passed away, but boy, he was a great friend of the game. I know you trained for him. He was a friend of yours, and I know you've been to a couple of the concerts that have tributed David Cassidy and have benefited Thoroughbred Aftercare, as it were. Talk a little bit about David Cassidy. And for folks, again, my age, I referred to Frank Martin, I referred to David Cassidy as well. He was kind of the Bieber of his time, yeah. If folks don't know. And to have him involved in the game was a lot of fun. He loved this place.
He's the greatest. He loved horses. David and I were friends for 25 years. Close friends. I mean, we'd spend time together. I'd stay at his house. He'd stay at my house. And he never wanted to talk music. All we talked was horses. He was a walking encyclopedia. As hard as this may be to imagine, I think David loved horses more than he loved music. I mean, I was a horse trainer, wannabe rock star, and David was a rock star, wannabe horse trainer, and we gelled so well. I'd go to his concerts, he'd call me up on stage to play guitar, and you know, we've done so much together, but we never spent the day talking about music ever. He'd want to be at the races. He'd be at my house. We'd be going through breedings and everything else. And just an amazing, amazing horseman. A great actor, a great musician, a great American hero. But really, he wanted to be all about horses. Yeah. He was an amazing horseman.
Big believer in the New York Red program as well.
Oh, great. Supported horses till the day he passed.
And as I say, it was fun to see him up here at the racetrack, because folks my age remember when I say he was kind of the Bieber of that generation.
Yes, he was.
So it was fun to see. Gary, appreciate the visit. Talking a little bit about the horses. Certainly Bucks and Beasts today. We're going to be watching in the Schuylerville, your other horses over the weekend, and throughout the meet as well. I will say, last year was a nice year. I looked up the Equibay stats, nationally 40th in earnings. That's pretty good. So a pretty good.
We'll take that.
2018.
Because we don't have the numbers that we used to have. You know, I'm a guy that has 40, 50 horses.
You got up in the top 40 anymore. Nationwide. Okay. That's a pretty good number for 2018, and we wish you a lot of luck, certainly in Saratoga and beyond.
Thank you.
Gary Contessa, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I'll wrap it all up right after this. Stay tuned. Thank you. That was
all
great.
Right. Excellent.
That was great.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to Racing Across America as we kick off the Saratoga meet. Day one of racing here at Saratoga. And it's actually day three of programming, but we'll call it day one officially. Racing Across America now in the books. Thanks again to Gary Contessa for joining us, Teresa Gennaro, and Capital OTB President John Signor. Appreciate all of their visits this morning. Once again, reminder, today there's a Beat the Handicapper online contest. More information at the website, capitalotb.com. Fan Appreciation Day at the Latham Branch. First 50 folks get a bet voucher giveaway item, a program. Everybody can participate in the contest, food and beverage. That runs at the Latham Branch tomorrow from noon until 5. Again, that's Friday, noon until 5. I'm not sure if I said that was today, but that is tomorrow, Friday, noon to 5. Fan Appreciation at the Latham Branch. Friday also, the return of the Bounty Bet. It's going to be the Late Pick 5 at Saratoga. Play the Late Pick 5 with your Capital OTB bet account, and you get a shot at that $1,800 plus bounty tomorrow. Tomorrow also, $150 Saratoga Late Pick 5 play with Sully. Check out the website for your opportunity to be on that Late Pick 5 team. Saturday also. Friday is the $150 Saratoga Late Pick 5. Saturday is the OTB Live bankroll. So a couple of bankrolls coming up tomorrow and Saturday. Mr. Romino will have the OTB Live bankroll Saturday. You can tune in here on the network throughout the afternoon for his picks and plays. And check out the website for your chance to enter and become part of the team of the Saturday OTB Live bankroll. Saturday, there's also a $100 online harness knockout challenge. There's a $100 win-a-bet contest at the Clubhouse Racebook on Saturday. And Sunday at the Racebook, Double Sunday, New York Pick 4, and a match bet promo Sunday. Clubhouse Racebook, 711 Central Avenue in Albany. As always, you can go to the website, capitalotb.com, for more information about all of the promos and events coming up. And check out that brand new website. Great place also. If you're not near a TV to pick us up during the meet, you can pull it up on the website, click on that media link at the top of the page, and the morning programming fires right up. So again, keep that in mind. Brand new website, capitalotb.com. Visit, check it out, and enjoy. All right, I'm going to wrap things up for this Thursday edition of Racing Across America. We are underway. Hope to see you up here at the track this afternoon, or at the very least, sometime during the meet. If you have a good one, whisper in my ear. If I have a good one, hopefully I'll give it out here on TV, but I'll whisper in your ear as well. Let's look forward to everybody making a little money and certainly having some fun. That's a guaranteed during the next 40 days of racing. But we are underway, back in here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for more handicapper support. We'll see you then.
You've been watching Racing Across America with Seth Merrow. Racing Across America has been brought to you by CapitalOTBBet.com, the premier online wagering site in New York State. CapitalOTBBet.com. Sign up today. Pennell's Restaurant, a Saratoga tradition since 1922. 284 Jefferson Street, Saratoga, just minutes from the track. The Leah Auto Group. To search their inventory, schedule a service appointment, or find a dealership near you, visit leahcars.com. Leah Cars for Life. Woodbine Racetrack. Pick, bet, and cheer on world-class horse racing north of the border. And the new Capital OTB mobile app. Wager anytime, anywhere. Download it free from the iTunes Store or Google Play.